or TFW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Morning, fellas. It's C9B.
Leon, good morning, Patrick. Good to hear you guys this morning. How's everybody doing today?
Better on my end. I've had this old head cold for a week and a half, 2 weeks now.
Feeling under the weather there, Patrick. But it is that time of year, unfortunately. Hope everybody else doing well. Hope you had a good day yesterday. You got a long day planned out there. Ken?
For today is to just try to stay warm and that, fly under the radar. Patrick, I hope you get better soon. I hate that you're feeling bad.
Just last 2 weeks or so, sinus has been bothering me and got an infection in my chest and couldn't sleep.
It's a long day.
Settings you do tend to pick up what everybody else brings to you, unfortunately. But it's the nature of the beast, I guess.
It's at least once a year, and this time of year, so it is what it is. How you guys been?
Well, not complaining a bit. Waiting on the next half fest coming up. I was ready for another road trip. It's about that time. But I know we got the big sleigh day next week. And it looks like this year is going to be a little different. So it's kind of interesting.
It's going to be way different for me. Got no family to get together with now, so other than my son. So we'll see what happens.
The radio family.
But I'm used to going to my grandparents on Christmas Eve and my wife's family the Saturday before Christmas, and none of that this year.
It'll be a different one for us too, Patrick. So far it's looking like me, my wife, and my daughter. Maybe her kids, maybe not.
Grandkids over here. I think that some of them coming over the Sunday before, and then others coming over Christmas Eve, and they got some this weekend.
It's amazing how life changes sometimes, but it does, and it never stops.
Maybe we should think about all of us getting together. Who knows?
Yeah, we definitely can. I'm off the 24th all the way until the 5th.
It's really off.
To that, I chose to work some of it, but I'm off most of it.
You sneaky suspicion, I'll be off most of it too.
Use it or lose it out here, so might as well use it and get paid for it. And then I'll burn one vacation the second.
Fall of this year, it's hard to go back and just work that Friday.
So that's right. Then in 2026, I really need to plan a trip out to Colorado with my two sons to spread their brother's ashes. Then my oldest son turns 50 this year, so might have to do something and go to Michigan. So trying to work out some plan details.
Our family's all local, so no more road trips. And the one that was far away, she's moved to Tennessee, so it's not that far anymore. It worked out well.
Carter wants to come down next June for a month. It's like, man, I did good to love her for 2 days.
It'll be a good time. It's nice and warm. We get out the doors, do all kinds of stuff.
Hard to plan anything with that one, because there's always 25 reasons why you can't do something. And then if you don't get up till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, kind of screws the day up.
Know that feeling. Working graveyards and he doesn't get up until in the afternoon. That's the time I'm wanting to wind down. I don't want to get started on another project.
That's right. And at our house, it's all quiet. And then when the grandkids get over there, man, it's wide open. You're glad when they leave.
It's kind of hard to get peace and quiet when you got grandkids. I know you're getting about that.
See them come, and you love to see them go.
Yeah, that's right. They only have one voice, and it's not the inside voice.
Amen to that.
Problem yet.
Well, it's coming. For Christmas.
But I don't know. I don't think it can happen. Have y'all heard from Jody lately?
Miss him.
Yeah, not lately.
Him and Annette the other day. I hadn't talked to them in a while.
Came in the other day. He came in the plant.
Seen him at Stone Mountain. I usually see him at the Ham Fest, so still keep in touch with him.
The guy that stays busy with his work.
Want to go to the Ham Fest, or the Greenwood Ham Fest is coming up January the 10th.
Are you up for a ride?
For H Cats? Yeah, I'm up for a ride. Gary's already asked me if I wanted to go.
Interested in that one. And C9B.
Won't break out and come with us.
Yeah, sounds good, but I ain't got anything that I really need right now or want to spend the money on. I got other projects in the works.
Need anything or not looking for anything. It's just nice to get out and go meet other hams.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just it's not about needing anything or really wanting anything. I mean, it is a thing of opportunity. It's something there today that piques your interest. You can always grab it, but it's more about just a camaraderie and meeting the hams.
That ain't nothing wrong with that. I said, I just got other things in the, you know, other things in the fire. Wait for one day, then eventually calm down.
Wife with you?
She's about to fed up with them at work, fixing, telling what they can do with it.
Yeah, for a while.
Manager gets all pissy when it gets around the holiday time because everybody else has to work the tails off and she has special hours and no weekends and stuff like that.
She's put her time in.
For that, so she's semi-retired and she's got 5 shifts this week.
Earned benefits is what that's called.
A full-time job.
Like 3 nights in there, you know what I mean? Then when you do that, then they got to park on the grass, and you know she's supposed to walk the new dog and everything. She said, "Yeah, she would walk him, but yeah, that ain't happening."
Dropping up here still. It's down to 23 now. So now it's down to 22. Just dropping again. Getting cold up here again this morning.
You and Lyman.
27 here on 290. And that's because you're going up in the woods.
I'll have to get some heat in the building over there. In the classroom part of it. Freeze to death in there yesterday.
Behind me, I think I'm gonna pull off somewhere. Let him go around.
Well, there's a bad apple in every bunch, and then there's rotten cases of Chevy and Dodges.
Off of the turn lane there at Sandy Flats, at the store there. And he went by, and I pulled right back in. And I've got nobody behind me again.
Making that into a 4 lane yet?
So they've got the one turnoff here. I don't know what they're building over here, but they put in a turn lane. That makes it a 3 lane. Just right there where they've got the construction going on.
Sandy Flats doing all that clearing.
I doubled with you.
Yeah, but yeah, that's where it was. I don't know, what are they putting back there? Idea. Do you, Ken?
Building a school back there. I don't know where it is exactly, but I know it. The building's about built, but it's kind of off in the distance down in a hole.
Yeah.
Any drive on it?
We can't see where the drive goes. I haven't driven down in there. Nice turn lane, though. There in that curve where everybody acts stupid already.
Back towards 25, look to the right. You can barely see the top of the building.
4ZLE in the Lafayette Mobile, headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Miss Angela. KN4TFW.
W2JKT Mobile.
Good morning, Eric.
NC9B. This is Anthony, Angela, and Eric. Hope all y'all having a good start to your day. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Eric. I wondered where you were at.
I this morning had to handle a situation with the animals.
Blue lights over here on 29 in Welford. Looks like somebody got a fast driving award.
Honor. Not me, by the way. The guy in front of me sure is running rich. Smells like gasoline.
Somebody talk at one time now.
Thinking about the times they used to have auto shop. Remember they used to have auto shop? You could, you know, bring your car in and work on it while you were in class. And do things like change out intakes and do whatever kind of work you want to do. You'll learn a trade at the same time. Wish they'd bring that back.
What are you doing now?
Somewhat. Hopefully it'll get to that point where I can start teaching, but right now they got my hands tied. Can't bring many vehicles in. All I can do is use the Job Corps buses and van fleet and teach them light maintenance. But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Q4ZLE. I remember back in high school, and this was in the early 90s, Donaldson Career Center had shop, welding, woodworking, had all kind of different stuff. Only I don't even know if they're still doing that or not.
Surprised at how few high schools have anything to do with automotive in it anymore. It's sad. But none of them up here do that I know of.
Bring it back where kids could learn something. And that, but now, nowadays they had to lower the scoring so that they could get some kids to pass.
Vocation skills has went away, and that's one of the biggest things that's hurting the economy and everything else now, because there's a big demand and few technicians, and yeah, these tech schools and stuff could really ramp that up, and but yeah, it's just unfortunate. Don't see anything like that changing.
And the people that are qualified to do it, I mean, that will apply themselves enough to learn it. That's one of the big challenges, because cars are so complicated to work on anymore.
Through there. That's another reason I flat out refuse to buy a car anything newer than, you know, 10 years old. Because my old truck got 450,000 miles on it, and I just put a new front rear differential on it, and the rear went out. With 450-some-thousand miles, I ain't mad at it for that. But yeah, I'll put another 400-some-thousand on it if I have to. But I'm not buying a newer vehicle.
Most about the newer cars is that they're all connected to the internet, and they phone home with all of your driving habits and stuff, and sometimes you cannot opt out of it. My car will do that if you opt in, which I have not done, and there are people who have done it, and they get their insurance rates jacked up and stuff, because this thing is always telling, you know, the insurance companies and everybody else how they're driving, and the snooping aspect is the biggest problem for me. technically, you know, I don't mind. As long as I can get the factory computer interface, you know, I'm usually fine. But, yeah, just the privacy concerns are the big thing for me.
Putting those on the ambulances right before we turn. We always call them the paddle boxes. And the slightest little, tiny little, I mean, if you go around a curve, what it considers too hard or whatever, or brake too hard, that thing will tell on you.
Well, unfortunately, those little boxes have been in there for quite some time, because even in the early 2000s, I had the highway patrol bring in a couple cars that were in bad accidents, and we had to pull the information out of the PCM and ECM. You had to have a special code to get into that side of it at that point. It wasn't used like Eric's talking about, but it was still there.
Several bad wreck scenes where they would plug into them on the scene and download what they could there. Yeah, it would take a few minutes for it to download all that information, but yeah, it's crazy what they can get into and actually the parameters of everything that they can see.
I don't mind it, you know, if I'm in a wreck and they download the information that, you know, to see what happened. But dang it, sending it the information somewhere else without my permission and that, they shouldn't be doing that.
But they are, and that's anything that's connected to the internet, that's what they're doing. Your smartwatch, your phone, your car, any of it, your computer, any of that is reporting back.
Mine's not doing it since the clock is set by the GPS, they're saying, but it must not be working because the clock won't reset.
Not only are they reporting, but they're listening to every doggone thing you do, too. Me and the wife bought her one of those KitchenAid things. She's already got it, so she can hear it. One KitchenAid mixer from Sam's. Had a really good sale on them. I bought her that, and I bet it was less than 24 hours. I started getting advertisements on my phone, Facebook and stuff like that, for the doggone things. And I never even looked them up on my phone. So, you know good and well the things are listening and reporting.
You want something, you just get close to her phone and just start saying them words, and then all those ads will start popping up on her phone.
Yeah, that happens to me and Courtney all the time. We'll be talking about something, and then we'll turn on the TV and, you know, start watching something on Netflix or YouTube or something, and then, you know, the ads on YouTube are for stuff that we were talking about.
Here, get that. It's crazy how they're listening to everything.
Gun guy, she knows that, so she wanted to get her brother a rifle case for a new gun that he had just got for Christmas. And never looked it up on the internet. We actually looked it up on the work computer. And again, it wasn't 24 hours later, me and her both started getting advertisements on our phones for them. It's just crazy.
And spoil our gifts for each other, because, like, if she's shopping for something, you know, because we're coming from the same IP address, if she starts shopping for something on Amazon, I will start getting suggestions and ads for stuff in that category when I look on Amazon. So, like, I can tell she's, like, buying me gifts and stuff when I start seeing, you know, stuff that she's shopping for. Like, I almost never shop for clothes on Amazon, and all of a sudden I'll start getting ads for, like, you know, running tights or socks or shoes or jackets or whatever, and then I'll know she's shopping for something for me then.
Is not what it used to be. You guys have a great day. I'm at work here. 73, take care. Good to hear you all in here. That's a good conversation for a change. 73, y'all. NC9B.
73, Leon. Have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
73, Leon. Have a great day. Be safe. WTJKT.
Good day, Leon. We'll talk to you later. KQ4ZLE and the wifey.
Have a great day, man. KO4HKX.
Courtney and I bought ourselves a new 3D printer for Christmas.
Yes.
We got the Creality K2 Plus.
Oh, I've heard good things about it.
It'll be amazing so far. We got two of the multi-material handling kits for it, so we can do 8 different colors now in the same print. And got some other stuff for it, too. But, yeah, we ran some prints over the weekend, and they all came out just fantastic. I mean, definitely a whole category better than the Flash Forge printer we have.
HKX. Yeah, I have the Bamboo Labs PS1, and it's amazing what the print quality you can print with it. And I've got the one of the AMSs. I've got four colors. I can put up to four of them on it. We can got 16 colors, but I don't have any need for that.
It came in, and then as soon as we started printing some multicolor stuff, I'm like, okay, we got to have eight, because we're doing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons stuff, and a lot of the minis, you know, we can pre-color a lot of it, and usually, you know, my wife likes to paint, so we printed a bunch of stuff in white, and she painted it, and that's the best outcome. But for stuff like tokens and stuff, you know, you can do the multicolors right in the printer, and not have to worry about painting it, because, you know, tokens take a long time to paint, and you know, there's not a whole lot of value add there. So, you know, that's what we got that for. But, yeah, so far it's been great. We love it.
Finding all kinds of stuff you can print with it. And I know you'll be coming up with a bunch of ideas, too, for the ham radio hobby.
A lot of stuff you can do with a printer for that.
I mean, designs are already out there. When you start looking, you ain't even got to design it.
Been getting stuff from Thingiverse and Printables, but if there are any other good sites that you know of, let me know.
Bamboo Lab site, and there's lots of stuff there. Printables is a good one. Thingiverse, Creality's got one. There's a couple others, but I can't think of the names of them right now. And Anthony, it's amazing the car parts that are being printed on there for older cars, the plastic trims and things, you know, that break constantly. A lot of them are being replaced with 3D print parts now.
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff. It's pretty crazy. I actually worked with a guy for a short period of time, too, Virgil Hartman. He was a big drag racing guy. He does plastic injection molding. And I know that's completely different, but it's pretty neat, some of the stuff that we made for the aftermarket for cars and racing and stuff like that, too.
People making molds to do the injection molding with the 3D prints. They're using those as their molds.
I've looked into it before, and I've got some friends that's got them. I hadn't gone to do that yet, but, yeah, it's a really neat thing to see and see some things that's been made with it.
Eric, you got the Plus? That's the little bit bigger size one, isn't it? Do like a 13 by 13 dimension?
That's 350 millimeters cube.
And mine only does 250, so I'm about 10 by 13. I think you're somewhere around 13, if I remember correctly on my math.
Let's see, maybe actually 14. Let's see, 300 millimeters is 12 inches, 50 millimeters is 2 inches. Yeah, so 14 inches.
So I haven't found much that I couldn't print with the 10 by 10, so, but it'd be nice to have that extra capacity just a little bit. And when I bought mine, the 10 by 10 or 250 cubed was about as big as you could get without going crazy on the industrial side. Now you can get the ones like you got from about everybody.
See how large they've been able to make them, and the big issue is just maintaining the flatness and warping, you know, and flexing during print. And I'll tell you what, you know, these heads accelerate so fast that when we're printing with the printers, the lights out on the patio actually flicker a little bit because the motor drive takes so much current to accelerate those heads so quickly. So it's pretty wild. But yeah, I had to actually screw the table to the studs in the wall to keep it from shaking so bad when the printers were going.
Mine doesn't do that too bad. Mine's pretty good about that. But like I said, it's a little bit smaller. So I didn't have that problem. But, and it's on a weighted stand, so printer don't weigh nothing compared to what the stand does, so it's not moving around a whole lot. But yeah, you get the bigger the bed gets, the more problem you have with warpage potential.
Coffee's pulling in here at work. This is what our next adventure is. Yeah, I can't even talk. Next adventure at Prisma Health ER is going to be for today. I hope everybody has a good and safe day and has always enjoyed the conversation. This will be KQ4ZLE and the wife, and we'll be clear on everybody's final.
7-3 Anthony and Miss Angela, hope you guys have an awesome day. And I'm going to check out too. I just rolled the gate. So you guys have a good one, Annette, and we'll catch you all later. KN4GFW.
Anthony and Miss Angela and Ken, y'all have a great day and be safe out there. KO4HKX.
Everybody, y'all have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later. WTUJKT.
Already have a 3D printer? I thought you bought one last year.
FlashForge 5M Pro that we got last year, I think that one's like 250 by 250, maybe even maybe 280 by 280. I can't remember, but yeah, it's definitely smaller. Yeah, we've been printing with that for a year, but then since we got into D&D, we wanted the larger bed and stuff to be able to start, you know, because, you know, we print a lot of props and miniatures for our games, and so we want to be able to get a lot more started and just let it run overnight and print stuff out. So, yeah, plus it's a lot of fun. Yeah, the multicolor was something we definitely wanted too. And, you know, I looked into upgrading the Flash Forge to, you know, handle an AMS, but, you know, it required special firmware and all this, you know, hokey stuff, so we just decided to buy a printer that could do it natively.
Something that I was learning the hobby altogether, so I wanted something that is simple as possible with the most flexibility.
FlashForge is a great printer. I mean, we've done some really, really great prints with it, and I've used it to print housings for prototype tools too, and that also works pretty well. And excuse me. But yeah, we just you know, going up to the larger size and the AMS multicolor and all that stuff. You know, it was a nice next step for us.
Over the last year, there's been several improvements over the platforms, where now you can get the AMS with the dryer built in to keep your filament dry. I'm thinking about adding that to mine after the first of the year. They make a dryer that's the lid for my AMS, so I can just change out the lid, and then I got a dryer on there. Because that's the main thing I fight is the filament getting moisture in it.
With that too, the Creality AMS has big desiccant boxes built into it. And if you put one on top of the printer, it'll warm up pretty well. I actually put, I got these little heating pads on Amazon. They're for pets, but they maintain a constant 30°C. So I got a couple of those, and I put the AMSs on top of them. And so, you know, the AMS has a display on the front that tells you the temperature and RH, and I've got about 30°C inside with an RH of about 15 to 18%. With the desiccant boxes, so that keeps the filament pretty dry.
Desiccant boxes in it, but changing it out and things like that. So, and mine's got, I bought the desiccant. You could just put in a oven and it would dry it back out, so it's reusable. So I bought that for mine, and that's the way I've been taking care of it.
Thing. I bought the orange beads, and I printed some trays that go into the desiccant boxes to make it easier to remove. And you know, what most people say, I guess, is you just, you know, when the RH gets up to about 30%, you pull the desiccants out and bake them and then put them back in.
So I've got other desiccant boxes I've printed for mine to go in there, and the factory ones, and then it's got some places that you could print some upgraded ones to go in. So I have those in there, and I have another set sitting there. I just drop them in, and then I dry the other set.
I have a 2-bay filament dryer from Creality as well, the Space Pi 2X or whatever it was. And that's kind of cool because you can actually, you know, feed the filament out of it into the printer direct from the dryer. So, you know, when I'm doing a tool housing with ABS, you know, I can keep the filament nice and hot before it goes into the printer. So I haven't tried to print that way yet. But we do have some prototypes coming up I need to print, so maybe this weekend or something I can run a couple on the FlashForge with the filament dryer for ABS and see how it comes out.
I got to get a different nozzle for mine before I can print ABS. I got to get the hardened nozzle. It didn't come with it, and I haven't printed any ABS yet, so haven't went down that road.
Once you get the machine set up right, with the big thing with ABS is not to go too fast. And once I had to, you know, the first print I did was pretty terrible, but I slowed down the max speed by half, and the prints got a whole lot better. So, that's the one thing that I would say look out for. You know, A, the hardened nozzle, and B, you know, not going too fast.
Well, Eric, I'm going to have to jump off and get ready for work. I'll be leaving here shortly, so good to hear you this morning. And maybe we can play radio over Christmas break or something.
I have some time. Thursday this week is my last day of work for the year, so after that, I'm going to D.C. this weekend for just to visit with my family up there for birthdays and Christmas. My sister, my birthday's today, and then my brother's January 3rd, so we do all of our big party, one weekend around the holidays. So, anyway, yeah, we'll catch you later, and, we'll definitely get some radios going over the break. W2, JKT.
Happy birthday, for starters, and hope you have a good one, and I hope you enjoy your ride up to see the family if I don't get to talk to you again, but I'm sure I will. And I just thought of it, your cats project come up this weekend. Somebody else mentioned it to me and was talking about it. So maybe we can get a little more familiar with that and you can get some help with it.
I had to fix the boards, the first ones I designed. And maybe that'll give me a little motivation to kind of pick that project up again, because I put it down over a year ago and I haven't done anything with it since. But yeah, I just need to. Whoa, shit! Damn! Somebody just like brake checked me or something.
Nailing out on 85. You be careful out there. So I'm gonna jump off. Be careful, Eric. KO4HKX.
This slammed on the brakes in front of everybody. All right, catch you later, Patrick. But yeah, we'll definitely get something going. And I'll have HF in the truck for the trip up, so maybe we can work some of that. W2JKT, clear.